We continue to see in the readings today a theme that began on Christmas, the theme of Jesus as light, light that has come into the world. I don't know how much we have to defend the goodness of light when it is absent from our life. It is clear and obvious of its goodness. There's a song that I recently heard speaking about how you really can't really appreciate the light of day until you are in the darkness. We often take for granted that which is seemingly common until it is gone. Light is very valuable in darkness. In the middle of the day, it's not appreciated. The ability for a flashlight or a candle or something like that. And, you know, in the middle of the day, heat of the day, the noonday sun, it means little value at all. But when it is lit in the darkness, people are drawn to its light. This reality is very much lost in our culture today. We go home, flip the lights on, drive the car, turn the high beams on. We are so accustomed to having light present at our demanding, at our choosing, light in our control. We can take for granted the analogy itself of Jesus as light. Today he comes into the temple, the God for whom they long, for whom they desire, enters the temple. The temple has been empty, you might say, since its rebuilding. The first temple, when it was consecrated and the glory of God showed up, it is written and right there in Scripture, everything that happens, the priests that were serving the temple had to flee the temple precincts because the glory of God was so filling the temple that they had to escape and flee out of it. Had that happened in the building of the second temple, it would be written about. There would be witnesses to it. Seemingly, the temple was devoid of God's presence until today, until 40 days following the birth of the Christ. A light now enters the darkness that was there. And Simeon, who seemingly has already had an experience of the presence of the Holy Spirit, is moved by the Spirit to glorify God, to make known what is seemingly hidden, as he proclaims. You know, it's interesting. Our modern culture, we fight tooth and nail in every way to avoid death. And yet Simeon, in gladness, welcomes the Christ. You know he's going home to die, right? He's going home to die. And yet he is filled with joy because the light has come and God has been faithful to his word to him. The light coming is more important than his own entering into death, because he knows that the light will come there as well. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, to the Gentile peoples, and the glory of your people Israel. How many other people were there at the temple that day? Seeing a simple young couple, or Joseph being older, who knows their ages, but another couple coming to present their child, to do the customs of the law. How many other dozens of children were brought that day? We don't know. But in all of that commotion and all of that, a light is seen. Salvation begins as darkness is dispersed by the light. One last remark, and I've been speaking for months now about how important it is to accept who we are before God, nothing more, nothing less. Gift of humility to be who it is that we are, because that's the only thing that exists. The ideas of ourselves, the exaltations of ourselves, the deprecations of ourselves don't exist. We keep them alive by our own efforts, but they don't exist apart from us. It's important for us to accept the truth and reality and humility of who we are. I've spoken several times also about how hard it is at times to accept the truth of that is also to accept the truth of the situations that we find ourselves. How important in the conditions and the situations of life to say, I choose to be here in this present moment in all of its difficulties and all of its challenges and all of the hopes that are not yet fulfilled here in this present moment. I choose to be here. It's almost like a choosing to love the present moment, because there in the present moment, that's where God is. Today, I would share with you a third part in the acceptance of self, acceptance of the situation of life, but also accepting how God is in that moment as well. We can have incredible expectations for God, but allowing Him to simply be who He is in that moment. I'm sure there are many who are hoping for the Christ and that His return would come with peals of thunder and armies of angels and the lightning of war and all of these things. And yet in this moment, God comes humbly as a child. So not only do we have to accept ourselves, accept the situations of life, which will change, since God is there, and the antidote for everything that's wrong is right there in the present moment, but also an acceptance of how God is present, how He is choosing to be present to us. Accept Him in what He is willing to give and to share and to be in that moment for us. Simeon is able to do that in every case, who he is, the situation that he finds himself, and how God is in coming to him that day. I have no idea how my life would change if each day I was able to accept those three things. But I do know that I would have a lot more joy as a part of my life. Amen.